Ruth Allen Miles of Eureka Solutions, and today we're talking about the benefits of Sage CRM. Alan, first of all, what sort of companies are taking the most advantage, do you think, of the CRM functions?
Well, it can be used in a variety of companies, not really dependent on the size of the industry. It can be applied to pretty much any company. It's maybe more the level of functionality that they would use, depending on what type of company, what size of company they are. For example, we have customers in the IT industry, IT help desk, software developers, ourselves as software resellers will use the CRM system to manage various processes within the business in terms of customer facing activities. And then there's others who just use it as a basic contact database, and they're the kind of smaller companies that don't need the full functionality.
And do they tend to be companies that are already using Sage systems and see the CRM as a useful upgrade?
In a lot of cases, yes, but there's other people who use different financial systems or don't have any kind of relationship with Sage at all, and they basically just see that the system has a certain level of functionality that's going to manage certain processes for them, so they don't have to have a relationship with Sage, although a lot of our customers do have things like Sage 200 for their accounts, Sage 50 for their accounts, and the Sage CRM software that we work with can link into both of those systems.
Is it quite easy to integrate the CRM with other systems, whether or not those systems are Sage?
Yeah. For example, we worked with an insurance broker recently who had their own insurance. It's an industry-specific system, and they have a data warehouse that's linked to that system, so you actually manage to display that information within the Sage CRM system that they've implemented. So they've got a combination of Sage accounts, insurance system, and Sage CRM all displaying information in there. There's plenty of development options available for linking to other systems. It doesn't have to be Sage.
What are the key benefits and the key features, do you think, of CRM? How do you sell it to people?
Well, we normally kind of class it into four main areas, and some people will use one or two of those areas. Some people use all four, plus extra areas. So the four main areas are the basic contact management. So you've got a database of contacts, contact details, names and addresses, basically. And on top of that, you manage the interactions that you have with them. So that's the core to any CRM systems, managing the phone calls, meetings, any kind of conversations going back and forward between the contacts and your organisation. The second area is more about sales pipeline. So if you want to manage all your inquiries, quotes, through to getting an actual sale, then it's got sales pipeline management. So taking an inquiry through all the different stages, from preparing proposals through to actually winning an order, and then pushing it into your financial system. So it can manage, it's really ideal if you've got a long, drawn-out sales process. Third area is looking at customer service management. So you've got things like case management, issue management, feedback, anything you want to record from a post-sales point of view. And that allows you to deal with complaints and issues effectively, and again track them through different stages and a kind of complaints pipeline in that stage. And then you've got the fourth main area, which is marketing, and that's where things like social media and email marketing and the kind of technologies come into play, and that you can segment your database down into targeted groups, send out traditional mail shots, export into files for sending to printers, or integrate with Sage's e-marketing program, which lets you carry out targeted email campaigns to the list of people you've got and actually analyse the results of the campaigns within the CRM system. In terms of the social media integration, we're then looking at things like managing Twitter campaigns, LinkedIn campaigns, and managing the responses to them within the CRM system as well.
Tell me more about how that social media function works from the user's point of view. If somebody's setting that up and is planning to use social media at the core of their marketing, how would they go about that?
Okay. Well, there's a few options available, and it ranges from simple things like just having a shortcut into your Twitter account from within the CRM system, so you're not having to switch between different web pages, for example. So if you're working on your marketing campaigns and then you have to tweet about the campaign that you're doing or an event that you're holding, then you can do that from within the CRM system, so it's linked into your actual Twitter account. You can then do things like add in your customers' Twitter feeds, contacts within your customers, see what they're tweeting about, and save them as notes into the record, so you've got a history of what they've been talking about for your salespeople to speak to them about. You can reply to tweets from within the system, so again, it's cutting down the amount of switching between the different systems there as well. Taking it a little bit further, you can then do things like with certain integrations into the CRM system, of actually searching the social media sites, things like LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, for specific contacts that you want, and been actually able to add them into your CRM system as contacts. So for example, if I was dealing with a particular prospect from the sales pipeline point of view, I could do a search within the CRM system for their company name in LinkedIn and get a list of contacts in LinkedIn. So for example, the finance director, the managing director, and add them into the CRM system as a contact or invite them to connect from within there as well. So it's given that level of integration of things you might be doing kind of day to day anyway, but making sure it's in the actual centralised CRM system.
And what, can you give examples of, you know, where companies have really used that sort of functionality to good effect?
Mm-hmm. Well, it works really well in terms of, as I mentioned before, the prospecting side of things. So from a business development point of view, you might have a team of people dealing with inquiries, but they maybe also have to find their own source of business in terms of generating leads. So they'll have a look at profiling certain types of companies or industries they want to work with, and they'll use the LinkedIn search or the Twitter to do searches on keywords or things that might find them the right contacts that they want to then communicate with. It can also be used, we've seen it used before in terms of marketing campaigns, just making sure that every single point of contact is kind of taken care of. So you might be doing an event and you want to make sure that you're building up awareness of it. So you want to do email campaigns, you want to tweet about it, you want to do some LinkedIn advertising or contact people in a certain industry on LinkedIn. And that means you can handle all of those activities and manage them from the marketing campaign management within Sage CRM.
And are Eureka Solutions themselves, are you using this system?
Yeah, absolutely. We use the pretty much every single function. And so we use Sage CRM ourselves. We use it for all our contact management. We use it for sales pipeline, our technical help desk is managed using the case management. And the marketing side of things, we use the email marketing, we use the Twitter integration, and we manage all our mailers and everything from within one system as well. So it means everyone's got access, they can see exactly what's been sent out to customers, prospects, without having to go and ask the marketing team or anything. It's all integrated into the one system.
And are you able to measure the impact of what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. The marketing campaign management lets you add in your own fields for analysis, for example. So what we do in our marketing campaigns is we record the type of campaign that we're doing, the number of activities. So, for example, the number of emails we've sent out, the number of calls we've done, and we apply a certain weighting or a score to each one of those, and we can count up the total score over a period in terms of looking at how many we've done. We can then compare the number of new inquiries that have come in and analyse the source of them all in the same system. So we can link the source of the inquiries back to the original campaign and work out whether it's been effective or not.
Are companies generally really taking full advantage of what's available these days, such as the CRM system?
I would say certain companies are, and they tend to be the companies that have recognised the need to have a centralised location for managing all of these processes. A lot of companies that we work with now have come from using separate systems. So they've got a separate help desk management system, a separate sales system, separate finance package, and they use a third-party email marketing system. So they're constantly moving data between the systems and importing and exporting. So in the most cases of the people we've taken on Sage CRM, we've pulled all that data into one place, and it's just improved the processes and streamlined the effectiveness of the staff, because they can get everything in one place. For the ones that aren't taking advantage of the CRM systems, it tends to be more of a understanding. They're maybe not aware of the full capabilities. Some people might not even understand that CRM stands for customer relationship management and what the systems actually do. Could do for them. So we try to educate people as much as possible with our events and our lunch and learn sessions and things that we do.